And now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
718 Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking, and this particular segment is brought to you by SRGG Solutions, an affiliated company of Scott Rankin, Gordon & Gardner Chartered Accountants. If you're interested in finding out about accounting software, certainly give them a visit at www.srgg.com. And speaking of accounting, we're joined in the studio by Bob Brown, who's the sales manager here locally for Ceridian Canada. And I've got to be upfront with you, Bob, as an entrepreneur, I hate the part of the business that we're going to talk about tonight. So we're talking about payroll services. So maybe just for people that aren't aware, what exactly would Ceridian offer a small business?
Well, basically, Jim, Ceridian offers is the outsourcing of the payroll, which really is processing the gross to net of somebody's payroll. And we have various means of doing that, how you get that information to us, if there's changes and all that kind of stuff. Bottom line is we look after doing your government remitting and T4s at the end of the year and records of employment when people are done. And we think it's just a great service, and we like to hear people like you saying you don't like that part of the business because that's what keeps us going.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, for most people when they get in business, they're passionate about something and they want to do that part of the business. So, you know, taking care of the payroll and stuff tends to be more of a hindrance than something that you want to get really involved in. So what kind of companies, where is sort of the sweet spot for you, or where do you look for companies that need this kind of service?
Well, basically in the small business area, it's interesting that across Canada we process about 40,000 small business payrolls, and the average employee size is 13. So when people say, well, I'm too small to use your service, well, we always question, how small are you? And needless to say, when there's that kind of an average, you know there's a lot of payrolls a lot smaller than 13. We basically do payrolls with one employee. People that have, whether it's a monthly payroll or a biweekly payroll, paying two or three people, they just don't want to spend any time looking up and how to do it and buying software and cutting the checks and reconciling the checks. So they just simply contact us, and for a very nominal fee, we process the
payroll. It's always that nominal fee part.
Well, yeah, you know, we like to think it's small. You know, if you look at a group of, say, 10 employees, we can probably do your payroll for a whole year for about $800 a year. And in this big scope of doing business, that's usually pretty small part of it, but a huge liability if it's not done correctly.
Okay, so let's take one of your average customers. You've got 13 employees. Let's walk through what happens for that company that says, yes, I don't want to have to deal with payroll issues. What happens?
Well, if you were going to use our phone-in system, then there's the process, of course, you know, a few pieces of paper that have to get completed. To get the get things set up. It can be set up over a couple of 3 days. The information can be called into our office and give us the variables, give us what's changing. We process the payroll. It's couriered out to your place of business, wherever that is. Of course, we're also quite excited about our PowerPay
system. Okay, well, let's go back for 1 second. The phone pay. So that's something that if I'm the small business owner, I have to set up the variables once, and then I just phone in and say it's time to pay, or do I have to worry about it after it's set up?
All you have to do is tell us, you know, if you have hourly people, you have to call in the hours or fax the hours into us or whatever. If you've got some people on salary, of course, and nothing changes, no information has to be given to us at that point in time.
Do I have to call at certain hours of the day just to make sure?
We try to schedule it. We have a pool of customer care reps who are dealing with these people. We're looking in Ottawa. We're looking after about 1,500 small businesses. So it's a pretty busy area on Mondays and Tuesdays because, of course, it's very cyclical business, paying people on Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay. So that's the phone pay. That was the other one you were mentioning, just about to mention?
Well, I'm just mentioning our PowerPay system, which is the total internet solution, which is only been in the marketplace for the last 8 months or so in Canada. It's catching on slowly. Some people would like to see it moving faster than it is.
The sales manager, perhaps?
Well, more than the sales manager, actually. There's a few other people there watching the numbers. But bottom line is it takes a little bit longer to set up, but the idea is that people can do their payroll, as we all know, 7/24. So anytime you sign on, you do your payroll, and you get a very nice feature whereby you can verify your gross to net.
What does that mean? What does gross? Clarify that for the listeners.
When a lot of people, when they look at payroll, they know one thing, and that's the amount of money that maybe goes in their bank account or the net amount that's on their check. But as entrepreneurs, as business people, they're very interested when they're putting in, if there's variables, if there's overtime, if there's commissions, bonuses, whatever. They want to know what's that net pay, what's the gross and what's the net. In case they've keyed something in wrong, they can verify it. If they've given somebody a $100 bonus and slipped in an extra zero, it's a $1,000 bonus. It's very important.
That's the one they keep quiet about.
Yeah, well, that's what the employee would probably like to keep quiet about that. But bottom line, the entrepreneur who is funding that, of course, that's going to become pretty important to them. So this way, they can verify the gross to the net and be really comfortable in saying that's what's going to cost me when this payroll hits the road, so to speak.
Okay. So we've got a situation, you've taken away the payroll. What are the other pieces that are involved in payroll? If small businesses out there listening, what are some of the other things that they're dealing with other than the fact that they have to give a check to someone every 2 weeks or every week?
Well, one of the most important things is that remitting the money to CCRA.
And CCRA is for people that are just starting out?
Well, that's for Canada Customs and Revenue Agency. There's the folks that we sometimes refer to as the tax man. But that money has to be remitted to them on a very specific time frame. And, they're kind of merciless when it comes to penalties, kind of like the police officer on the side of the road with a radar gun if he's out to get you for speeding. So from that point of view, it's very important that the money's remitted on a timely fashion. Whether it's on the 15th of the month, so we look after that. Another very important point is I just heard a story the other day was around people were doing their payroll manually and they were using the wrong tax tables.
So what do you mean? What's it? So the tax table?
Well, they weren't deducting the proper tax. They weren't deducting enough tax from the employee. So when the employee was preparing to do his T4 returns, he realized he actually had to pay money to the government with his return. And, of course, nobody likes to do that. Most people like to think they break even or get some money back.
And so the employee had to do that.
The employee has to pay that tax. So, of course, that kind of frowns upon their employer. So by us, if we have a new federal budget, we just look after changing all the programs. And as an entrepreneur, you just don't really have to bother. You worry about your core competencies, the business you're trying to run, and let us worry about doing the proper taxes and the EI and the Canada Pension deductions.
And so at the what happens for the employee then is they get a big company looking check, basically.
Yeah, they get a nice, we like to think, a nice professional image. It shows current information on it. It shows year-to-date information. And as I was talking to you before the program, literally some people can get their pay stub on the last pay of the year. And it almost exemplifies what their T4 is going to be. So they can look at it and they know if they've got any limits, if they've got any open space to put more money into RSPs, whatever, they can start planning right then in late December.
Okay, that's great, because I know it's that shoebox thing that a lot of smaller businesses get stuck with, and this gets rid of it completely. So if someone wanted to get started or someone had 15 employees or maybe just 2 employees, how would they get started? What do they need to do specifically to get started?
All they got to do is contact us, and we'll have a sales rep contact them on the phone, maybe fax them some information, go and see them and discuss the various options that we have. Gather the documentation. I mean, we need quite a bit of information.
What kind of documentation do you...
Well, we need to know, number one, if we're going to be debiting their bank account for the gross payroll, then we need banking information. We need them to sign that off. We need all the employee information. There's a contract, of course, that has to be signed between us. If we're moving people during the year, which happens most of the time, then we need to gather year-to-date information about the employees so that we can load that into our system and do their T4s at the end of the year so they don't have to worry about doing that.
It's all taken care of.
All looked after in one small visit. And if there's interest to look at the PowerPay system, then there could be a demo involved or just talking about the concepts of the, selling conceptually to the client.
So if there was 3 things you could tell someone that is considering having, their payroll done for them, what are the 3 things they should look for? What are the 3 key points?
I think that basically what they should be looking for is freeing themselves up. You know, we have a tagline in our business where we're talking about the freedom to succeed. So we're really trying to take some of that chore business away from the entrepreneur and allowing them to spend time on their core business. So I really think that's the number one. The other one that people, number two, is people should be looking at the cost. A lot of people think, oh, well, it doesn't really cost me very much to do my payroll. But we really encourage people to look at that and evaluate what it's really costing them, whether they're doing it themselves, manually, on a software system. What happens if they have it on a PC and the hard disk crashes and they lose their information? Somebody's doing the payroll. Maybe somebody in the office is really quite happy doing that payroll. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, they're no longer employed there. They leave the business for various reasons. Then you got to train somebody new. So the risk of having somebody that can do it and do it properly. So those are the kind of things that we really emphasize. And I guess bottom line is, you know, let the professionals do the work. And we think that outsourcing payroll is a good way to go about it. And the bottom line is that the people can make a quick phone call or go on the internet, do a bit of their payroll, and then they can dedicate their time to other things, which is more fun than doing payroll.
Doing business. And what's the website they should go to?
It's www.powerpay.ca.
Okay, great. We've been joined by Bob Brown, the sales manager from Ceridian Canada, who was talking to us about payroll systems. We're going to go to break now, a little bit of commercials. We'll be right back. We're going to be with Richard Lattice, one of the franchisees from a Denny's, and we'll have a contest announcement. So stay tuned. You're listening to Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.